Welcome to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, where we teach the Word of God. You will also hear about world news and how it relates to Bible prophecy, plus interviews and testimonials from men and women of God who have devoted their lives to serving Yahshua, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, without further ado, let's get to our host, Adrian Scott.
Greetings and shalom. This is Adrian Scott, and welcome to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast. I am going to do something a little bit different today. It is something that I've been interested in kind of tackling here, and something of personal interest to me as well, and that is music. So, have had conversations and with Brother Ray, and he's made, you know, some different comments about music and avoiding secular music in favor of the alternative. And that's good. I absolutely respect that. And it just got me thinking, it's like, well, what do I listen to? Really, what am I listening to? And I just thought I would take the opportunity and share a little bit of that with you all out there. Someone may find this interesting, and if you happen to be looking for some music, so I can recommend some interesting names and stuff for you. So with that being said, I mean, again, we go back in kind of my spiritual walk where the first stage for me was just becoming a believer at all. And it's at that time that I was introduced to kind of the more standard Christian music, stuff like Michael W. Smith and Stephen Curtis Chapman, Newsboys, Toby Mac, DC Talk, I'm trying to think of a few other like that, but that's pretty much the big stuff, I would say. There's probably a few I'm missing. Petra, some other bands like that. Pretty much all of that stuff I still listen to, but as my faith walk kind of transitioned a bit more towards the Messianic and Hebrew roots, I added some new stuff to that list, and that's almost what I thought might be a bit more interesting. But backing up just a hair, so at one point, Ray and I, we had a number of radio shows that we had done, and a couple of them were secular. They were 80s shows specifically, but the last one we did, and that's really doing that show was when I became a believer, but it was a show called Power Praise Radio. And what was so interesting about that show to me was it was we almost exclusively focused on independent Christian artists, unsigned, who were just out there serving the Lord with the ability, the God-given abilities that they'd been blessed with, and making this incredible music. And part of that journey to becoming a believer actually connects to that, because I very clearly remember thinking that as I'm listening to this stuff, I kind of figured, I'm thinking, you know, the old rugged cross or the old wooden cross and, you know, old hymns and stuff like that, Catholic stuff. And that's kind of what I was thinking. And because at one point Ray asked me, he says, if I would be interested in doing this Christian music show with him. And that kind of was my very initial thought. Was, wow, that stuff is so boring and lame. Sorry. You know, and so I really want to do that. But I was really having just a ton of fun working with Ray and just being involved with music at all. Music is such an integral part of my life in so many ways, even long before I was a believer. But the first thing that I discovered pretty quickly out of the gates was, as we're listening to this material, I'm going, wow, this stuff is as good as any mainstream music that's coming out for quality. And the message is so much better. I mean, you get all this nasty, nasty stuff. I can't even repeat it in the video here, but some really vulgar, profane, raunchy, full of sexual innuendo, references to substance abuse. And, you know, that's not everything. I mean, it's certainly not everything, but it makes up a lot of it. And it is just riddled with profanity and cussing and cursing. And this stuff was all, my kids could listen to this. It's totally clean. You know, there's nothing like that. There's no innuendo or bad suggestions. It is about love and fellowship and companionship and a relationship with Jesus, with Yeshua, and with God, and community and charity and generosity. And I'm like, wow, you know, so it just really hit me very quickly. It's like, this stuff is amazing. This is really good music. And again, that was part of that trigger that kind of hooked me into becoming a believer. And this is all independent stuff. Like, this isn't Michael W. Smith and Newsboys and all that stuff. This is independent artists. So there's some really good stuff out there. So I'm just going to take the opportunity to mention a few of those independent artists. And then I did want to mention a couple of the more Hebrew or messianic leaning artists that I like to listen to as well. And I might drop a couple of references in here, but I don't want to get in too much trouble with copyright. So, but I might throw a few clips in here to mention. So aside from the stuff that I've just mentioned, which again, pretty much all of that I still listen to, a couple that really stand out to me, there is a one female artist by the name of Donna Kay, who I have to say, Ray and I had the tremendous blessing to have the opportunity to actually interview in one of our shows. And what a nice person. It was just an refreshing, enjoyable conversation. And I wish we were better interviewers. I thought we did okay. But, you know, she handled it like a real trooper, and she was so elegant and just classy about it, and very, very nice. So it was a real pleasure being able to talk to her, Donna Kay. And she has, I think her album is called Hotel Earth. If that's not the name of the album, it's one of the main tracks from the album. And it's one that'll get you thinking. And it's also just really well written and performed and engineered and recorded. Donna Kay, Hotel Earth. Life is an hourglass. It slips away so fast. We're only sand passing through. Another track off that same album that is really, to me, worth honorable mention. There's so many on that album that are good, but another one on that album that really I liked was one called Mistaken Identity. But that's Donna Kay. So another one that stood out to me is there's a band called, and honestly, I do have to say, we only ever featured one of their songs on Power Praise Radio, but it made a lasting impact on me. And the name of the group was called Holy Smoke, and the name of the track was Giving Glory to My King. That is truly an amazing song. Goodness and mercy shall follow me the days of my life. As your guiding and leading, fulfilling my needing for you. And I'll never be the same. Then another fella I can think of is a gentleman by the name of Andy Kirk. And again, I don't think I heard a bad track from him. We had two or three that we featured on our show. He's got others. But yeah, that's well worth one checking out is Andy Kirk. I think one last one that I might mention is his name is Jonathan McCarthy. And it's a song that at one time, early on when I created my own YouTube channel, before I was ever doing anything with Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, I had some thoughts about doing some Christian content where it might just be some commentary, maybe talking about the Bible a little bit, I hadn't really focused it too much, but I had this inkling of an idea of trying to do something like that. And this was a particular song, is this Jonathan McCarthy, I Owe You It All. And I actually attempted to find some contact information for him because I wanted to ask if I could use it as an intro audio piece for my video segments that I was potentially going to be doing. Alas, unfortunately, I couldn't find any contact info for him and kind of moved on to some other stuff. In the meantime, I've ended up on Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, and I'll take an opportunity now to show you just a little clip from this song, and maybe you'll see how it really could have worked as an intro piece for a video segment. Check this out. Okay, so there's an enormous list of independent Christian artists. And you know what? If this is anything that has any legs at all, it absolutely is a topic that I would be extremely happy to revisit. And somehow I suspect that Ray would be pretty okay with revisiting it as well, because it really was a great time for us and it was some amazing music. So as we move on, there were new artists that kind of shuffled into the limelight, as it were, as my spiritual perspective changed a little bit. And I really found myself getting fascinated with the Hebrew language. But even outside of even direct Hebrew language, just a lot of the references to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, to things like that, just really started appealing to me. And a few artists that I can think of, first and foremost, I love this guy to pieces. He has an amazing voice, but he also is just a very emotional. You feel a lot of what he's singing. You know, like you can really tell that it's coming from the heart. And I respect him for that. And he does some great music as well. Is a fellow by the name of Joshua Aaron. And there's multiple albums you could reference. I think my first introduction to him actually is from another artist that I would mention. But just before I mention them, I'll get back to Joshua Aaron here. The first song that I ever heard that had him on it featured these other folks who are a couple. And they are the River Winds is their name, Chief Joseph Riverwind. And I believe her name is pronounced Laurelin Riverwind. I really hope I got that correct. I apologize if I didn't. But they are Aboriginal. They're indigenous folk. But they are Messianic. And they really, one of the things that they focus on in a lot of their studies and teachings is how there is a very profound connection between Native culture and Jewish culture from a tribal point of view, right? And they have some amazing insights. Anyways, they did this collaboration with Joshua Aaron of a song called Every Tribe. Yeah, I love that song. It gets my juices pumping every time I hear it. Every time. That's when sometimes I can almost get in trouble if I'm driving down the street, because he really gets into the heat of that song and I'm like, it gets the juices flowing. So yeah, that was one of the other ones I was going to mention, because aside from doing this collaboration with Joshua Aaron, the Riverwinds have had their own band. I don't know that they're actively doing anything now, but they do have some older content that is still available under the name The Blessed Blend. And it's really interesting because it's kind of a combination of a little bit of Celtic music with native music, drumming and stuff like that, and with a little bit of a Jewish flavor, but which kind of reflects their heritage, their nationalities, because there's a little mixture of, as so many of us are, a little mixture in the blood, you know, and so they're just emphasizing and paying respect, I would say, to that in the music that they did as the Blessed Blend. I think maybe one of the biggest names in messianic music, and he is one that I listen to quite a lot, is a gentleman by, and I think he's actually crossed over somewhat into the Christian crowd as well, is a gentleman by the name of Paul Wilbur. And he's got a long list of material that is available to check out. But just some amazing stuff, lots of collaborations, but a very emotionally profound musician. Like you again, what he does, it'll ring with you emotionally. At least it did for me. Paul Wilbur.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, whose word brings on the evening. Baruch Hu Adonai HaMevorach
Le'olam. Now, a slightly lesser known group, but no less good, I would say, is another couple. And they go by the name Barry and Batya Segal. And they have one particular song. It is on almost every playlist that I have. And I love songs, and this one does that. I love songs that actually basically take a segment of scripture and put music to it. So they're more or less reading a portion of the Bible and just setting it to music. And the main track, that this is the one that's in all my playlists, is a song called On Your Walls, O Jerusalem. And I think one last artist that I would mention in that genre, he does do a lot of his material is in Hebrew, though I suspect, I don't think he's, I don't want to say, I'm not sure what his nationality is, but anyways, I'll just say his name is Jonathan Settel, S-E-T-T-E-L. I'm pretty sure that's how it's spelled. Jonathan Settel. And there was one particular album. We were going to a Messianic congregation, and they had a, they would rent out conference halls, and they would have guest speakers come in, and they would do a big production. So they'd have someone come in, and they would do a big teaching on something. But part of doing this is they would have like a food area where they'd have a bunch of food for everyone to eat. But they also had like a little market out in the main part of the building where you could go and buy an assortment of music CDs and t-shirts and other merch, which help support these people in doing their travels and teachings and whatnot. This actually was where I got my first introduction to, maybe one of the primary teachers that I ever listened to that really opened my eyes to Hebrew roots and messianic movement, a fella by the name of Brad Scott, whom I had the great pleasure to meet along with his wife at one of these events. Actually, his wife, Carol, and my wife, Kristen, sat together, and Carol was kind of showing my wife how to make tzitzit, the little threads that you wear on the corner of your garments. So that's an experience that both of us had. I got to see this amazing Hebrew roots teacher, and my wife got to interact with an amazing Hebrew roots wife. So Brad Scott is a great teacher if you're ever looking for it. He's another one that really keyed in on the wondrous magic that is the Hebrew language, and some of those things about how those words, each character means something, and they all define into things. And again, I have some videos talking about different Hebrew words and bringing it down, which I'm going to do more of. But if you want to refer to those, you can find those on our channel, I believe in my Hebrew Roots 101 playlist. But it's an amazing language, truly. And he was really a gifted teacher teaching it. Sadly, he did pass away. And I truly think that that was an amazing loss to the world. But the only thing I could say when I heard the news of that, the thought that popped through my head was just, well done, good and faithful servant. He raced. He fought the fight. He raced the race. He was in it for the long haul, and he never compromised on what he believed and what he taught. And I have just a tremendous amount of respect for him. But anyways, one of the other things that I benefited from these conferences was I picked up the CD by Jonathan Sittell, and it has, you can go on YouTube and he's actually got some videos on some of these songs. So you can actually see it with video or just listen to the music. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Shechechianu is a great song. Anachnu Dor Mitzian, that's another great one. That's a driving song. But maybe one of my favorite ones is a tune called Amen. There's so many more artists and bands that could be talked about, and I would be happy to do a part two of this somewhere down the road in the midst of everything else that we're doing. But I think I will wrap this one up there. I do remind everyone and ask you, if you enjoyed the video, if you got something useful out of this, please feel free to give it a thumbs up and share, because not only do we like to see our word get around, but I'd love to see some of this music get around as well. It is well worth a listen, and you're supporting some worthwhile artists if you do go and purchase their music and listen to them. But yeah, like the video, share, and please, if you haven't yet, subscribe and hit the notification bell when you do, so that you are notified every time one of these videos drops. With that being said, I will wrap up the video right there, and I will simply say, I wish blessings to all of you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Lord, and shalom, and bye for now.
You've been watching Truth and Testimony, the broadcast. If you have a comment, please leave it on the bottom of this video or email us at truthandtestimonyemail@gmail.com. Again, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, is not affiliated with Truth and Testimony magazine.